Why don't we start?
This is the old version, so you'll have to make do.
It's called the classic.
The classic.
Why don't we start? And we just, again, to reiterate, the schedule is that even though I think in the next 2 weeks there would be theoretically a Tuesday we could meet, otherwise it's not going to work out, and then quite a few of the Tuesdays are Yontif itself. So Mitzvah Shem after this, we'll be done with Peruvu, and then after Yontif, after Sukkot, we'll pick up with the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. Okay, we're towards the end, and in my fancy new Minchas Chinuch, it's on Amud Vav, and the bracketed paragraph is Os Chaf Aleph, and the beginning of the word, the Ramaskal, is V'tumtum. Yeah, we are about a column and a half or so from the end. So if you'll recall, way back on the first year, we discussed the question of what if a person gives birth to a tumtum? That means somebody whose sexual organs are not defined. We don't know boy or girl, or an androgynous, someone who has organs of both a male and female. Are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Puruvu with such a child? And if you remember, we had two criterion. One was, can we identify the person as a boy or a girl? Because we know we pass on Beis Hillel, you need to have a boy and a girl. That's question number one. And question number two is, as we've seen repeatedly since we started learning Minchas Chinuch here, that one of the conditions of fulfilling Puruvu is not just having the child, but having a child who themselves is Ra'i Laholid, could give birth. And that was a shaila, was whether a tumtum and an androgynous, respectively, are they themselves ru'uyin laholid. Now, I would assume that that's probably something that should come up in a shadchanis inspection. It's more important than lots of other things they ask about. But assuming that the shidduch went through, the question is, could that person then have a children if they did get married? And if they could, so then you gave birth to them, could have been. That was our discussion. I think it was the first time we learned, or the second time in both. I think it was even the first year. Now, at the end of the mitzvah, comes along the Minchas Chinuch and asks a different kasha. Someone gave birth to a tumtum. Whether that father was fulfilled the mitzvah or Peru is not our point now. This tumtum grew up to be a nice, good boy. He learned well, even. He got to the best yeshivas. And now this tumtum wants to know, is he obligated to have children? This androgynous wants to know, is he obligated in the mitzvah of Peruvu? That's the shayla that Minchas Chinuch discusses now. In Oschaf Aleph. Tumtum, says Minchas Chinuch, Vadai potter mi Peruvu rivya ki eno yochol laholid. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we assume that they simply don't have the physical capabilities to give birth, and therefore we're not going to be mechayev them in something that they can't possibly fulfill. That wouldn't make any sense. V'androgynous, what about someone with androgynous features, male and female? So that gets back to the shaila we saw originally, Tali Beshita Stilael. It goes back to the Machlokes Rishonim we saw way back. Laharambam, the Rambam holds, She'ena Yachal Laholid. The Rambam holds that an androgynous cannot father a child. And therefore, such a person would be Potter. However, Lashito Shekasavnu Lael de Yachal Laholid, according to those Shitas that hold that an androgynous could give birth, could father a child, im namar to hu bevadai zocher, chai bevadai. So then, the first shaila is roi laholid, physical capabilities. Even if one of those are shown, they have the physical capabilities, then we have to ask a different shaila. Is an androgynous with male and female organs a male? Why do we care about that? Because if it is considered a female, the kevos are potter from Peruvu. So if we're asking the shaila, are they chayiv in Peruvu? The two-step shaila. Number one, can they possibly father a child? Because if not, it doesn't make any sense to mechayev them. And even if they could, halachically, how do we view this person as a male or a female? If the person is a male, if you would assume that they could give birth, and number two, that they are a vadai male, says Menach Sarach, if you make those two assumptions, then taka, they would be chayev. And what about the third sheet in Rishonim? Emu safek? And what if you say it's a safek male? So then echanami, chayev mi safek. Again, assuming that physically they have the capability, you would tell them, yes, misafek, you should have children because you may be obligated. Im Nemar was the fourth sheet in Rishonim, the famous Ravid. The Ravid said to Chatzai Zachar Vadai, he's a half, Zachar and the Keva, right? We had male, female, unsure, and half. Those were the four. It was like a Punnett square. He could have gotten all four sheetas, and we got them all in Rishonim. So according to the Ravid that he's a chatzi vaday zocher gam kain chayiv in nemar the yochel holid. Again, assuming that he could do it, you would say else the half of you that's a vaday zocher, you're obligated to have children. Ulashita and I zu who biri b'fnei atzma lozar halayna keva mavur lekamon. He says he has a treat waiting for us. I don't know if we'll get to that or not. I don't remember where that is, but anyway, okay. Either way, that's the academic and somewhat world of bizarre halacha discussion of the Tumtum Androgynous. Yeah.
Do both of these Tumtum Androgynous count for their parents too, as far as having children?
That was the suffix. That's what he discussed in Oz Dalid.
Okay.
And that's the Machlokas Rishonim. That's
if they counted for their parents too,
then you would
think. You would think.
Yes, 100%. 100%. And that's what he's saying. It's all Tali Bezet. Tali Zeb Bezet. Yeah, Tali Zeb. Exactly, exactly.
We're
okay.
Assuming that when it says Chayav or Pati here, it's talking about a Midaraisa.
Yes.
Not a...
Yes. Chav Beis, the Mamzer. Again, the Mamzer we saw earlier in our Limud, that was a Shaila if a man produces a child as a Mamzer, i.e. he has an illicit affair, or if he himself is a Mamzer and has a child, was the father Yotzei the Mitzvah. That was one Shaila. We've discussed that. Now we have a Shaila Nebuch. You have a little kid, little Avremel. He's Avremel the Mamzer. So is he now, he gets grown up, and he comes to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, tell me, am I Chayav and Peruv or not? Heartbreaking Shaila. So, says the Michla Skinner. Let's take a look. Yep, very good. Very good. Chav Beis. Upsulei Kohol. So there's a number. You know, the famous mission was at the fourth parak of Kedushin, right? The famous mission that discusses the ten psulim. So obviously the most famous and relevant one is the Mamzer, but he's one of many that are in the list called Psulei Kohol, who are ordinarily not allowed to marry a fully Yuchastika Jewess. What about them? Im chayev v'pruv rivya. Are they chayev themselves in pruv rivya? I am prima godim shenestapik b'zeh b'dim sulei kohol. Prima godim is not sure. Ulech ora kevin the mamzer chayev v'chol mitzvos. Presumably, this is what was implicit in Didi's question before. A mamzer is chayev in all mitzvos. Prat l'inyim sulei kohol demutar b'hem. Other than those arayos, which theoretically the average Jew is usher to marry such a person who's a psulei kohol, but the mamzer we say again, that's the famous mission in Kiddushin, they're all psulei kohol allowed to marry each other. So other than that category of mitzvos, but ordinarily the assumption is that a mamzer is chayav and all the rest of the Torah. Abu chol mitzvos lematzina the mamzer yeh poter, but all the other mitzvos they should be chayav in. So at that point, misvara the minchas chinuch is leaning towards obligating the mamzer. Harishonim hikshu. And as a raya to his proof, to his assumption, excuse me, that generally speaking, mamzerim are chayiv and mitzvahs, he points out that we paskin, a mamzer can marry a female slave, a shivcha. That's the halacha. But he points out that don't take that for granted. The Rishonim were very bothered by that. Yuyin Sham. And he's not getting into the details of how they're miyashiv it. The point is, why were they bothered? Implicitly, the assumption must have been that they're chayiv and mitzvahs. So why were the Rishonim were bothered and felt the need to defend the Heter Mamzer L'Shivcha? The whole discussion, though, and their bother, let alone the fact that they defended. But why would the Rishonim be bothered? The very bother implies, as the Michas Chinuch has been assuming, that Mamzerim are Chayiv. Hence, they're Chayiv, so how could they marry the Shivcha? Hell, there's a seat at the table if you want. Okay, there's no food at the table, you're not rushing.
With the Shivcha, how are they Yotzei?
No, we didn't discuss Peruvu yet. We're not discussing Peruvu yet. We're just pointing out, says the Michas Chinuch, from that discussion, you see that generally speaking, unless we know otherwise, we assume that a mamzer is chayv and mitzvahs. And therefore, says the Michas Chinuch, why should they be chayv and Peruvu as well? In Echadami, they're not allowed to marry a regular Jew. A mamzer is not allowed to marry a regular Jew.
I'm saying the psul, the defense may not be just directly benoget to Peruvu, but benoget to the fact that they're marrying a shivcha to begin with.
In Echadami, the Minchas is only pointing...
That it's, the whole point of it is just behind the Peruvu.
It's not. That's not that. What the Minchas is saying is the fact that the Rishonim are bothered, how could the Gemara, Matir, Mamzer, Teshivcha, which it does... So says Minchas said, the very fact that the Rishonim were bothered and felt the need to give a defense reveals the fact that they are clearly working with the assumption that a mamzer is chayav and mitzvahs. And therefore they're bothered. How could you be matter them to a shivcha? If you assume that there's a blank check, the mamzer is just potter, mutter gomer, almost tempting to be a mamzer. Almost. But even if you assume that, then the Rishonim wouldn't have been bothered. The fact that the Rishonim are bothered, could you hit the air conditioning? Hold it for a few seconds. Thank you. That shows that. Lamaisa, that's what the Minchas Sinah is clearing. And so far, he doesn't say definitively, but he's clearly leaning toward the assumption that Mamzer should be Chayiv. Then he quotes a huge Chiddush. Ubashach Yeradei Reish Payal Sivkornachas Nir Da Mamzer Eino Chayiv V'chal HaMitzvus. A tremendous Chiddush. The context there is Hilchos Ksivah Sefer Torah. That's deep left field. But the discussion is who's kosher to write a Sefer Torah. And the discussion there is with a mamzer writes part of the Sefer Torah, apparently it's not kosher. The Shach has a discussion, and the Shach first starts out by assuming, well, maybe the reason is because there's a certain particular halacha in Hilchos Sefer Torah that a mamzer can't write. For example, in the Sefer Torah is the pasuk that talks about Lo Yavar Mamzer. So Mestama says the Shach, he's not going to write that with Kavon L'Shem Shemayim, L'Shem Hashem in that parsha. Mestama, the Mamzer's not going to have such Hilag of Kavonas for, so maybe we'll passel it. But then the Shach says, but wait, one second, even if that's true, that would only passel that Yiriyah. You would remove that Yiriyah, you would unsew it, and then you'd have to rewrite that, but it wouldn't passel the whole Torah. He says it's an Anan Sadeh.
Yes.
Well, you do try to get a tzaddik. You do. I mean, moms are. No, not a malach. Okay, but someone who is a becheskes kafras. If you have someone who you know is doing an avera, which they'd be writing about, then that would be a problem, I guess, in economy. You know, it's not unique to moms, or you're right about that. But again, you're right. If you had a guy who was living with his adulterous lover, you would probably not have him write a sefer Torah. Just my, you know, gut feeling. You know, not you probably could get it for cheap, but you know, you wouldn't do that. And just so you should know, Lamashal Madar V'Doma, there's a discussion that posts can have every now and then in the shul. We're confronted with this. If you have someone who is known to have done a particular avera that's scandalous, let's say, would you give him an aliyah? So the Shulchan Aruch, leave aside particular issues of Chol Shabbos, which are more serious, but let's say other types of averas. Let's say gezel. We have not, thank God. This is one of the things that Bli Ayin Hara, more or less. Baltimore is a little bit more immune from than other suburbs of greater Judaism. We have our own problems more than others, but other communities have that more of that than we do. The Maisa, I have a friend who was a Rav in a suburb where the phone number starts 718, and the Shaila was, there was a young couple in the shul, and I think it was the girl's father was coming for Shabbos, and it was Yadua Lakol that he would be coming with an ankle bracelet around his ankle. Because he had just gotten out of, I forget what their Lashon Remiza that uses, from his condo up north, or whatever they call it, the vacation. Anyway, the Shiloh was, in this shul, which was primarily young couple shul, was noticeable when an older person came, a father came, it was like, de rigueur, of course fathers all got an aliyah. You know, it wasn't so big that, you know, sometimes you can't give a get. Every guest, so your father got an aliyah. So they had Mamash had to have a town hall meeting in advance. They knew this guy was coming. Is it right? It's a Chil Hashem. Mamash, this guy creates a Chil Hashem. He's on the front page of the newspapers. Should we give this guy an aliyah or not? That was a Shaila. So leave aside the particulars of that situation and the challenge and the quote-unquote PR of it, or just the Chil Hashem in the sense of what message are we sending. But in terms of more strict Shulchan Aruch type halacha, the general assumption the poskim use is that in these kind of things, technically speaking, it would be mutter to give the person aliyah, but we don't give the person the aliyah if in that aliyah it's going to be discussing an aveira that they're known to be over on. Because that'd be a chukah
betlula. We're not
assuming that's true. It doesn't matter. If we knew he did, but we don't just assume it. Certainly not in certain cases. It's a joke. I think the makor is a sefer chassidim, but it's quoted in halacha. There'll be a joke. You have a guy who was a known adulterer, and you can give him that the parsha of Arias. It's a joke.
What does he mean,
no? I don't know. I don't want to get involved in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah now, even though I'm sure it's more intriguing to you. But so that was maybe my strategic error for giving you that example. I got it.
What if he's called to the Torah? Abragalachas.
Okay. Anyway, LaMarshal, that's similar to that Shach. But the bottom line is, getting back to our topic, the Shach rejects that. Because the Shach says, Al Tilcha Sefer Torah, if you had a mamzer write something, Shalom B'Shem Shemayim, Shalom B'Kavona, so you just have to passel that cloth, that Yiriyah, but the rest of the Torah would be still kosher. So yet, the Shulchan Aruch there seems to say that a mamzer is puzzel in Gansen. So says the Shach, he comes up with the Chiddush, and he says, you're only Chayiv to write a Sefer Torah. Excuse me, you're only allowed kosher to write a Sefer Torah if you're Chayiv in the mitzvah 613 of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And therefore, the Shach, without very obvious raya or sources, says, and the stama, a mamzer is not chayav in that mitzvah, and we know that a mamzer is not chayav in all mitzvahs. Period. That's the shot. In some mitzvahs. In all. He's not chayav in all mitzvahs. He's not chayav in all. Meaning, is chayav in some. And one of them being Ksiva Sefer Torah. So that's the shach that he's quoting. Aye in the note of Yehuda, in the Marid al Ghazi, and other achronim, they're hisigualza, they go crazy against that shach. Where did the shach get it from? About a mamzer's chayv in all mitzvahs. And now, take a deep breath, you know, close paragraph of strict halacha, and then comes the meta halacha. And if you'll remember, going back to a few shiurim ago, when we discussed when the Minchas Chinuch, that was the beginning of his whole Lamda Shechidish, about the nature of Puravu, it's the Maisa versus the Totsah, etc. If you remember, it started off with the Shaila Mitzvah of Avera, and the Minchas Chinuch was convinced L'shitaso your Yotzei, but then he ended off like with a cry from the heart, with a question. He left the answer. He says, but how could it be? You know, as he asked on himself, how could it be? Could it really be that you're going to be Marbe Mamzerimin without a Mitzvah? And he didn't really answer that. It was kind of a meta shkafa halacha question, not strict halacha. So to hear, after from a strict halacha perspective, saying that the mamzer is chayiv, but then he realizes the implication of his own words. If a mamzer is chayiv, what does that mean? You're producing more mamzerim. And therefore says the Minchas Chinuch at the end of the paragraph, Mikomakom tzarachiyun. I'm bothered. Cave in the marab psulim in Israel. If you'll have children, you'll be marab psulim in Israel. Heich tzivehu. How could we do it? It's bad for the Jews. On very many levels, it's bad for the child themselves. You're putting them in a horrible position. The whole thing, it doesn't pass the smell test. And if you'll tell me, oh, but we know what's one of the ways to launder a mamzer out of Klal Yisrael. They marry a shivcha, then the children are born, the children aren't Jewish, then they convert, and you've ended the mamzer status. So good, you've got rid of the mamzer, but what problem haven't you solved? There can't be a peruvu because the children weren't Jewish. Yeah, they said the children weren't Jewish. So says the Mechasim, that doesn't help you anyway. Even if you'll tell me, okay, he can marry a shivcha, lo yikayim, it's still not going to help the mitzvah, ki ain't have lag shalom, there's no yichus. So the only way you could fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu is if he fulfilled a, if he met, yes, yeah, who, or b'isr, a regular woman. And then the children are stuck. Your mom, she could hear the cry from the heart. How could it be? Which he leaves unanswered. So on the one hand, in the strict meat and potatoes halacha, he seems to say that mamzer should be chayiv. But no, he's got this pang of guilt. He doesn't understand. How could it be? How you talking that we would be mechayiv someone to produce mamzerim? And that he leaves unanswered. So if you know any mamzerim, it's a big shiloh.
So Sifan goes far as saying it's also for him to have
children. No, he does not say that. He does not say that. Okay. Let's skip now to Chav Gimel.
Let's keep it simple and say that maybe he's just patur. The guy is chayiv in all mitzvahs, he doesn't have arms. He doesn't have to wear a nachas tefillin.
But here, here he does have the limb.
In order for us not to bring in more mamzerim, so he's chayiv in all.
So that's the end of the Minchas Chinuch. That's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch is driving at the end.
Maybe he's patur because he's
not bringing in. That's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch was implying at the end. But in the beginning, he wasn't convinced. In the beginning, he looked at it more dispassionately. Who cares if you be Mar Mamzerim? That's a different shayla. Right now, the shayla is the Chay Chayiv. You know, we're not going to discriminate, quote unquote, against Mamzerim. That's exactly the challenge in this regard. I mean, in terms of like eugenics, we're not talking about
But clearly, he didn't say it's ultimate of Avera.
No, correct, because it could be with a Mamzerim. So it doesn't have to be an Avera. It could be with another Mamzer. Mamzerim is no Avera.
No, but the tchilas
originally, no, but we're not talking about now this kid is born. This kid never did an Avera in his life. He's now Victorian at TA. And then he went on to Brisk. He never did an Avera in his whole life. It's his father who did the Avera.
I'm saying, to make a difference, even if you're going to say that he has an Avera because he's Marvin Mamzeris.
No, but no one says that's an Avera. No one says it. No, but that's not an Avera. It's not an Avera.
It's just
a meta hashkafa thing.
He's just being Marvin.
Yeah, well, this is not good for the Jews. You know what I mean? It's the Bubby question. Is it good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? Okay?
Can he be Maisi others?
That gets to the Shach Shaila. Assuming that the Chayv in the Mitzvah of Nastama, yes.
Can we say that Mamzer Tama Chacham has precedence over Amar Yitzchak Gadol?
That's this table and this chart. That's Maseches Horius. We're not up to that yet. We're only on Daf Gimel. But that's, yeah, those are the Sugyas and Horius. Those are what they call lifeboat ethics. The Titanic, who will get saved first? Right, that's exactly what the Gemara in Horius discusses. The Mishnah is there. Okay. We meet at 7:30 every day after the... We finish Makas. We're in Horius now. Okay. Oschav Gimel. Skip down to the next paragraph. We'll just do a hit and run of the next two just to give a little bakias, and then we'll try to get to some things on the next column that are even more interesting. Chav Gimel. Ger Amoni v'Moavi. What if you have a guy who's a descendant of Ammon and Moab? Now, what's Allah and Ammon and Moab? They're not allowed. But what if they did convert? What if they did convert? They weren't supposed to, but they did.
It's not a good
gerus. No, that's the assumption is it is a good gerus. You still not allowed to marry them, though, because they're not lo yavo bakal. You're not allowed to marry them.
Oh, that's good for the males, not the females.
Right, that's a holiday of shavuos. Right. Gam kinsur achin says, I'm not sure. Im chayv peribrivia. This ger shouldn't have been, but now he is. Do you say he's chayv peribrivu? Ki abanim yupsulim. Because after all, any of his children, it doesn't matter how many dorishon, dorsheni, dorshlishi, it doesn't matter how many doros. It's lo yavo lakal forever. Damonim moavim sulim liolam. So again, it's similar to the Mamzer case. You're going to be creating a situation in which you have these very disadvantaged children who are lo yavo bakal. They themselves are going to have problems having children because there's only so many people they're even allowed to marry. They're only their cousins, basically, if not their siblings, which is a problem. So can you say that the father's chayv peribu? Well, if you'll tell me, achabonos yukasherim, okay, but a girl, that's allowed because amoni v'lamonis, the Gemara famous halacha and yavamis, that she'll be allowed to marry into a nice good Jewish family. But the boys won't. Come on, mitzvah shapiriv rivya, ain't yale beben of a bas. So how are you going to get the mitzvah with the ben? And if you'll say, you know what, so what's apostle? Same shayla as before, v'abonim psulim, v'yarbe psulim, v'yisrael. Are you gonna allow that to happen? So again, he doesn't resolve it, he just raises the question. So I'm mentioning it to you. Now again, it's not exactly lemaisa for us, but it's just worth considering. Similarly, in the next paragraph, Chavdalit, he asks about a different category of people, the Mitzri v'Edomi. Right, what is the halacha about them? Dor Shlishi, right? After three generations, they convert. One, two, three, right? The father is one, two, and three. And after that, then they're allowed to Yavo Lakal. So what if you have such a case? Mitzri v'Edomi came to Dor Shlishi Roy Lavo Lakal. The third generation, Taka, is allowed to marry into the Jewish faith. Vade Chayev. So then Taka, even though this person's in an earlier stage, but since you know eventually you're going to be producing children who can re-assimilate into the kahal, then for sure the grandfather is chayim peruvu. That bonim you kasherim, because then you're going to be producing kasherim children. Hine mitzri rishon shenasa mitzri shniya. If one marries another, yeshitas de ben hushlishi. Taka some hold. So then you don't just have a mitzri man and a Jewish girl, or vice versa, which is usur. But let's say it happened. It's not the marriage is tofes, and then their children. So do you say that their children are only darsheni because their father is one, or do you say no because both mother and father were both? Maybe that's a third. That's, again, just an agav ha'ara. But either way, says the Minchas Chinuch, when it comes to the Mitzri and the Edomi, if you're in the second generation, then for sure you're going to be chayv, because you're going to be producing children that themselves are mutter level akol. It's in the original first generation of Mitzri and Edomi that in essence is the same shayla as the Moavi and Amoni. Good. Next. If your children die, yes.
So even if the mamzer gets married, and that's the mamzer, say the boy and the girl, and they both die, if they had kids, would he not get the? Could he not get it?
Because they're also mamzerim. They're also mamzerim. Unless you have what I call the laundering, you go through the shifcha or something like that, you're going to have mamzerim forever. It's still.
Okay,
it's,
so they'll do the shifcha thing, and then.
But then they're not. Because then they're not. Then they're not his kids. They're not his kids. Not his kids. It works on every other level. It just doesn't work for Hilchos Peruvu. It doesn't work for Peruvu. It's a catch 22. It's a catch 22. Right. It's a catch 22. Okay. In the next few paragraphs, we're going to have some very interesting things and three final nafkemina for the Minchas Chinuch to bring up that go back to his original Chiddush, which has been such a fascinating thread that has run through the discussion. So we've got three more, starting with this one. Paragraph Chaf Hey, the deeper maskil is the Im Cheresh Veshota. Okay, you have a Cheresh and a shota, you have somebody who's mentally incapacitated, or you have a cheresh and a shmeiv and a medaber, which certainly in the time of Chazal, the assumption was that they also were pater mitzvahs because you couldn't communicate with them. There was no way to know what they understood, what they didn't understand. So let's say you have such a child. But they grow up. Now they're a grown-up. They could be a shota. We all know. I know plenty of shotim. They're adults. Okay, but they're a shota. So what are they? Are they chayiv or not? So he asked the shayla as follows. Well, he asked, so mestamas, bait at the moment that they're a cheresh or shota, of course they're pater. They're pater from all mitzvahs. So it's in the pater from Peruvu. What about the following? Cheresh v'shota holidu banim. They had children. I want you to know, I don't know exactly what the halachic status of this person was. I don't know what the technical mental status was. But when I grew up in Cincinnati, there was a Rav who had a son who was definitely off. Was definitely off, lived at home with parents, and was just kind of, you know, everyone knew. But at some point when you were a kid, you asked your parents, why is so-and-so acting weird? And then the parents, I mean, every family had to go through the same thing. Even though he was probably by then in his mid or late 30s, and he liked playing innocently, like playing with little kids, and at some point you realize there's something off, and then you ask your parents, and he said, you know, so-and-so's off. At some point, I don't remember how old he was, nor do I know if this was wise, I don't think it was, but his parents married him off. His parents found an old girl from another out-of-town place with similar problems. Money was not an issue, and I guess they felt like they could give them the support they needed, and they felt they could live on their own. So, I don't think the marriage lasted, if I remember correctly, and it didn't sound like a good idea from the beginning. But Lamaisa, people are desperate, looking to give their children a little simcha sachayim, they married them off. So let's say that kind of person. And then they had children. Nothing to do with halacha. They weren't asking me if it's a mitzvah or not, but Lamaisa, they had the children. And then what happened? Achar kach nispachu. Then they somehow got healed. It was a miracle. And all of a sudden, they were ice shota, they were normal again. Or all of a sudden, their hearing one day, it was a miracle. The hearing came back. So what do you say? They have children that are born already, and now they became a Bar Chayuva.
Should be okay.
Why?
Because the other way, if he would die, they would lose it.
Eli and Didi, both correct. And that's what he says. L'shitaso, he says. Afagav deha mitzvah nasas beisha yupaturim in the mitzvahs. Yes, this child was given birth to at the time when he was potter, because at the time he was a cheresh shota. Mikamakam yasu.
But they are.
Exactly. Ukamosha kasam nilabala, as we ourselves, he quotes himself, Liashab Kushit Turyevan, as we've explained in previous paragraphs, Lushitasainu, the Khan Hamitsa Mutelas Allah Bachal Shah, Ata Shinish Tape Yeshla Vanim, Haimakaim Ata Bashashiv. We go by the Toto, we go by the result. And Lamaisa, if at any point you become, what was this contrasted with the case of matzah, right, where you were forced, kafu, right, they forced you to eat matzah, so there the whole mitzvah of matzah is the maisa achila, and since they forced you to eat it in a way that would throw them a sasek, so then there's no maisa achila, then you weren't yotze, as opposed to other things, such as this, where even though at the shas maisa, you were potter, the time you had the children, you conceived the children, the child was even born, you were potter, but now the child's around, and now all of a sudden you miracle of miracles, you retain, you get your wits back, you get your hearing back, now you're chayiv, so you might have thought, have a mina, you would say, listen, Rabbi Yud, you know, you go over to him, you wait a few weeks, you know, settled, he has a kiddush and shul, it's a miracle, and we're all excited, then you say to him, listen, I just have to let you know, you didn't have children. What do you mean, Rabbi, I have children already. I know that, but you won't say that. Now you're a baruch yuvo, you have to have children. You might have thought that. And Mestamer, our good friend of Tzipesach Frank, from all the beginning of Shirmuga, who rejects the Minchas Chiddush, he would say that. But Minchas Chiddush says, no, Roshitasi, I have a kula for this guy. He's Yotze. What do you mean he's Yotze? The mitzvah happened way back when. The answer is no. The mitzvah is ongoing. The result and the active result of having the children alive, even Lamafreya, that works to count as a mitzvah. Roshitasi. Exactly. Good. Bahare, skip to the end of the paragraph. Eineu Raos, the Begoy v'Niskayer Kima Mitzvah. He brings a raya, as we saw, as he alluded to before. What about the case? Right, this is one of the Minchas Chinuch's strongest rayas. A ger, a non-Jew who has children, and they all convert. We said, time the mitzvah. Kim de Zaram Siachar Acharav. Kim lacha geris. Kol Sheken Kanda. Bonim Vusach Macharav Gade. Kaim Nasa Pikeach. Here, they're always Messiachas after him. So if you're going to say it about the ger, Kol Shigen, you're going to say it here. So that's a new, we can add it, I don't know, I think we had four already, maybe this is number either four or number five of the different nafkaminas that the Minchas Chinuch was bringing to his Chiddush, that when it comes to Peru Uravu, the Maisepi is not the mitzvah, it's just the Hechsher mitzvah. It's like building the sukkah and making the shofar. It's not the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah or blowing the shofar. And therefore, a hechsher mitzvah could be done when you're potter, doesn't make a difference. Since the chiyuv, which is the result, you are a bar chiyuvin. That was another nafkamina. Number two, next paragraph where he gives us another one. Excuse me, that's going to take a second. We'll get to that in a minute. V'guf dover zeh imcher shot of a kant paturim kvonoshim mitzvah zaseishas langrama ochayavim. In general, the suffix, we have a cherish and a shota, he throws in cotton, which is really bizarre. But the cherish and a shota, so do you say they're chayiv? B'shas, the time that they're a cherish and shota? Or do you say that somehow they'd be potter? He says there's a prima gadam, a discussion. I'm not sure what he's getting at. To me, it's pashas that of course they're potter. Pashas that they're potter. But he does throw that in as a maramakum. Some apparently consider it a question. Okay. Chavav. Va'ayin b'chagas v'chokek. This is new in the sense that the Menachas Chinuch is just discussing it, but you'll recall that at least three or four times, I think, over the last few weeks that we've been learning, people have asked me kashas, and I've responded by alluding to this. So now we see it inside. This is our case, which is the source for the modern discussion of IVF. This is the question of the ambatya. If you have a woman in a bathtub, and then Shama Vishu becomes impregnated by some zera that was there. So says the Minchas Chinuch, I am the Chalkas Machokit. Chalkas Machokit is one of the Mefarshi Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer. And he says, I am the Chalkas Machokit Kan, Sivkan Ches. She is stopping. He's not sure. Isha, she is Abra Bambati, Im Kiim, Peru Review. Mechalkas Machokit isn't sure. Ube Shmuel Sivkan Yud Hevi Raya, Tavib Benol Chodomer. So the Beis Shmuel is convinced that he is Yotzei. Because after all, we would assume that if we can identify who the father is, that's part of the Shaila. We may not know who the father is with the public bath. But if we knew who the father was, then that would be B'no L'chol Dover. He would Yarshin him, etc. He would be a Levi if he was a Levi, etc., etc. So Mestama says to Beis Shmuel, you are Yotzei Peruvu, since it's B'no L'chol Dover.
Assuming she's not in the association.
Well, you could be Peruvu that way also. That's so. What? That's what we said before. She tossed. It's still peruvu. Okay. I'm gonna. Mitzvah. And therefore, he says, "Lamaisa the minchas chinuch again." L'shitasi. This is again, mamash, what we said a few weeks ago. L'shitasi says the minchas chinuch. According to me, that the whole ma'isa bia is not the ikur. It's only the result. So to hear in the ambati, and little did he know, 150 years later, we'll be talking about IVF. So to here he says, you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah with the ambati. Logically, l'shitasi, it follows, based on my mahalach, that the ikr is the result, and not the maisra. Now, I'm not sure why, but he gets a little cold feet. He just says, I'm not sure. After saying that logically it follows, he then says, nevertheless, umikal makom sarachin. He's just not sure. And then he quotes the Mishnah al-Melech, has a very lengthy discussion of this pil b'davar zeh, v'dayto sham t'lech chilchusak ben zoma v'eino yichol is aber. So he says, come on, he says there's no way it happened, and if a woman claims that she was impregnated in Abatzi, you should just know that that's the newest, latest creative excuse for an unfaithful wife. You know, so then it's all, the whole shayla doesn't get off the ground, because we assume that it's impossible. It's only a shayla, and it's only a raya for modern technology, if you assumed it was possible that such a conception could happen. So, at the end of the day, that Mishnah Lamelech, he doesn't buy it. But Lamaisa, you see, it's a big discussion, and you could imagine why this is something.
The reason why here is something, because it can never happen.
No. I think he just gets cold feet because he just thinks it's such a big chiddush. There's this one thing, like anything, I could speak as a rabbi. It's one thing to have a nice chiddush in the Beis Medrash. It's another to paskin it.
So he's saying that it could be that it could happen. That's not what he says.
Naniach, it could happen. Are you Yotzei?
I think he's just not sure.
No, that's the Mishnah Melech.
That's what I'm saying. The Mishnah Melech saying that.
Yeah, okay, but our whole discussion is not related to the Mishnah Melech. Our whole discussion is in the first part, assuming the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Machokik also could happen.
They're saying that it could happen.
Yeah, and then the Shaila would be, are you Yotzei the Mitzvah or not? And that obviously relates to our Lomdus. And Lashitas Mechilsu, you would argue that they are Yotzei. Absolutely. Absolutely, Yotzei. He himself is not sure. I just mentioned, it's interesting, I mentioned before, this is from our morning shir, we're learning Maseches Harius. So the whole premise of Harius is, if the Sanhedrin make a psak that turns out was wrong, and then they realize it, but it's too late, everyone's already done the Avera. So that's an Avera B'Shogeg. So ordinarily, if a person does an Avera B'Shogeg, they have to bring a Karban Chatas. Do they have to bring Karban Chatas in such a case? does the Bezdin have to bring Karmachat in such a case, or does no one bring a Chata? So those are the three options. And that's what's going on in the first Dapim of Horios. So it's just interesting, I don't remember which Mandamer who said it, but right Mamish and Dav Bezam and Alvin Horios, one of the Amoraim said, what does that mean that the Sanhedrin told you it was okay? I think it's Machlokas and Rav and Shmuel, I can't remember who the Bar Pluktas are. But basically, one says that as long as they said, it's Mutter. If it's Mutter, and then you did it. Then the other, so when you just read that first line of the Gemara, you say, okay, that's obvious, that's the whole premise of the Mishnah. But then the second Amara says, no, it's only an issue of Harius if they said, Mutter Lasos. And as the Rashi and Mefarshim Rishonim explain, meaning, they didn't just say it like in the base Medrash. We can't clear a name, it should be Mutter, it should be Mutter. You know, in the base Medrash, you know, you can get away with anything. If you're smart enough, for sure. But Lamaisa, did the Sanhedrin mean it? Did they say Mutter Lasos? Yes, it's Mutter for you to do. Oh, if they said it that definitively in Lamaisa Dick that you could do it, and then it turns out they were wrong, then you could talk and say it was the Bezdin's fault. As opposed to they just, you know, said, you know, like, you know, you're walking out of shul with a rabbi, and, you know, three people are asking him something, Mutter, you know, that's not enough. You have to have them focused on your attention, and they said Mutter Lasos. So I'm just mentioning as Lamashal here too. The Minchas Chinuch Misvara, he's been saying this whole thing for pages now. So I can't believe he doesn't believe it. Yeah, the same, but push comes to shove. Are you really Osei?
Maybe you can distinguish here. He certainly says it's the result, not the Maisabia.
Right.
You have to have a Maisabia.
Very good.
Maisabia.
Very good. Okay. Alan's making a good point, which would.
I mean, you have to have an extra mitzvah.
Right, so maybe, right. So that's
maybe, maybe that's not that extra mitzvah.
Right, so Bedi is making it, right. So that's
why do you have to have an extra mitzvah?
Because he holds
part of the mitzvah.
You don't
have the hechsher, so what?
Maybe he holds that the mitzvah is you require that as part of the mitzvah.
Maybe you have to actually
confirm
the case instead,
as
opposed to letting it happen by mistake.
He calls it a hechsher.
Right, well,
it was
Yosef's agreeing with Alan.
Yeah, but you label it. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to do something with an eye toward having the mitzvah. And this guy didn't. I mean,
you can assume. Right, no, in this case, right. That's exactly. I mentioned to you, I think the first time we learned this, that there are some poskim, not all, but there are some poskim who, in cases of IVF, you could just as easily, the male could just give his, you know, zera in the nurse's office.
Right.
But some poskim prefer that it should be done through a maisabia with a special kind of a condom. Because, and that would be lishitas, what you're saying, that we'd much prefer it happen in as natural. Now, the reason that they're doing it, just to be fair, the reason those poskim are doing it is because they're being chayish for zara levatala.
That's the difference.
Correct. Lamashal, similarly, here also, maybe that, again, we're only speculating. Alan's only speculating also. Why did the Minchas Chinuch back off? You asked me. So Alan's giving a svara maybe why you would be Michalik. But I think you're making a good point. But myself, the Minchas Chinuch is true and pure to what he's been saying, then it shouldn't matter, right? Right? And that's really when he starts off the beginning of the paragraph. He just has one, three words, things. Maybe I'm not sure. So we can only read in so much to what he means by maybe I'm not sure. Good. Chav Zayin. Next paragraph. The next two paragraphs are about the various psukim in Tanakh, which are also quoted by poskim that say that in addition to the boy and the girl of the Daraisa, there's a Darabanan or Medivre Sofram or Medivre Kabbalah in order to have even more children. You may have noticed, it's then called Yeshiva Van. It's not just one boy and one girl. Anyway. Afal pishik farki mitzvah zu, even though you already fulfilled the mitzvah, yesh own mitzvah midivrei sofrim, there's another mitzvah midrabanan, lisa isha bas bonim, that you should also, you should have children. Mishum la'arev al tanach yadcha, you shouldn't, you know, just say, I'm not going to get married anymore, I'm going to marry a woman who's already in menopause. You should try to marry a woman who's bas bonim, who could have more children for you. Based on the pasuk in Koheles, la'arev al tanach yadcha, even when you reach the erev of your life, the sunset of your life, al tanach yadcha, don't walk away so much. You know, it's not good. Children keep you young. Keep you honest. I'm a Shachar Arachkan, Achronim, Hine Nira Shumi Divre Kabbalah. Says the Mechas Chinuch, that's not a Daraisa, but if it's in Navi, then it's a Midivre, it's in Tanakh. Yes, it's a Midivre Kabbalah. I in the Ramban in Yivamish, who Kain Yishuv Derech Eretz, Ben Kofan Alze. Says, you know, it's not really a strict, pure mitzvah, as much as it is, it's a good idea for Derech Eretz, so therefore we wouldn't necessarily be Kofan on it. Panafkemina Linian Mechir Sefer Torah. That's a very provocative thing. The Shachar Arach, right in the beginning of an Evan Ezer, says there's only two things, one or two things. Yeah, two things, that's right, I knew that. Two things. Two things that you sell a Sefer Torah for. One would be to redeem a cat to pin Yishuim, and the other would be Lisa Almana. You have a girl, Lisa Yasum. You have a boy who is an orphan. There's no money to make a wedding. There's no way to get a shidduch. So he'll be frustrated. He'll never be able to fulfill peruvu. So Avlacha says you would sell a Sefer Torah for it. So now the Minchas Chinuch is, what if you have somebody who already had a boy and a girl, but they have no money to get married, Nebuch, they get divorced, widowed, whatever the case may be. Would you sell Sefer Torah to help someone fulfill the mitzvah of La'ariv? He says, no. That's limited to the Daraisa. We don't sell Sefer Torah for the Darabana. We only sell Sefer Torah for the Daraisa. That's a tangible way of making the distinction between the two. Furthermore, next paragraph, Od Ikam Mitzvah, there's another related mitzvah, Lo Sohu Bera'a L'Shevet Yitzra. You shouldn't allow everything to be... don't stop from populating the world. That's a pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya. So that's really the main derabbanan that's quoted. Peruvu and Sheves, populating the world. The E Nashim Etuv Mal Sheves, even though the Gemara says that women are pata from Peruvu, what about the derabbanan Sheves, other children beyond the first one, boy and girl? Ayin Tosus become a Mekomus. Tosus discusses it in various places as Mesupik, and the Beis Shmuel Khan also a Mefalpel Bazeh, back and forth. Who Adin Kol Shein Chayim in Peruvivya Hasavik is Em Chayim Shem Sheves. All the other different people who might be Chayim in Peruvu, a Pater in Peruvu, we have a Suffolk. Are they Chayim in Sheves or not? Achmein Roy Lahoy LaShayach Peshaves. So that's what I discussed in my Chazon Tish. I think as I may have told you before, much to the shock and chagrin of the invited guests. The wedding video is home, and I think it's from Jeffrey Regis, just put it on DVD, so I'm happy to lend it to you if you'd like. I think I may have mentioned that even if fast forward, it takes 10 minutes.
Because even if they were high,
you could just see my kids going, Abba, could you stop talking? I said, Eliane, would you like to meet a few congregants?
No, because I'm saying,
it's a very good kasha. That was exactly the Shiloh. So it's hard to believe, it's almost 13 years. Wow, am I getting old? But the Maisa. The Shaila, which I said, is if, how do you understand, take something like this, where you have a Daraisa, which is limited, one boy, one girl, and then you have the Darabana, which is ad infinitum, the other children. So how do you look at that? This was the Shaila that I raised. Do you say that the Darabana is, in essence, it's the same lum, this is the same mitzvah, just quantitatively it expands the scope, it expands the circle. It's the same circle, but in Daraisa it stops right here, in Darabana it expands. If that's the case, then it makes no sense to the Mechalik. There are some, but Tosus has a Suffolk. So maybe I said the Suffolk is about getting to the heart of Sheves. Maybe Sheves isn't just the same mitzvah writ large. Maybe it's a different lumdus. And that's where I started getting into the issue. Maybe one of them is just is Yishuv Ha'olam, the other one is Yishuv the Jewish people. That was one possibility I suggested. Or based on a Chiddush of Yosef Engel, has a Chiddush in the Asken Daraisa, which is one of Yosef Engel's classic Lamdashah works, where he suggests that maybe one is Veneram Lamakom and one is Veneram Lachavero. Fascinating, intriguing stuff. And I wanted to tie that Veneram Lamakom one into the issue we discussed in earlier weeks, but it's not just having children, but it's perpetuating the Masorah. And Veneram Lachavero is Tam, it's good to have a populated world. But maybe the Veneram Lamakom is perpetuating, you need to have people to pass the Masorah to. But, as I said, Even I to give you a fuller discussion, would have to go to the videotape.
Could be that, yeah. So Sheves could be that if it's a goy, that it would, you don't need yichus.
Would you go so far as say even Sheves? I don't know if you'd go that far.
It's the mamzer where he's concerned about populating the world mamzer.
And a chanami. What if you say that chiddush? So then, who knows how many?
Open up
Pandora's box. Luckily, I stopped talking after. At some point, eventually, yeah. It's a new thing for nervous chasanim. Long chat look at the chassan says, yeah.
How about the svara that a woman, since she puts her life in danger when she has children, is a svara? Isn't there a svara?
That's why she's putter.
The Meshach
Chachma.
So that would apply to Sheves as well.
The Meshach Chachma says, Derachai Derachai Noam. Couldn't be that the Torah would obligate someone to do something that's so dangerous.
Right, so that's no difference between Sheves.
And Echanami? Could be?
Yeah, but that's a good svara. Because you obligated me. You're forcing the guy to court. That's not a good svara.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. I hear. Okay, so we have...
That's your opinion.
We have 10 minutes. Let's see a few other things. One very interesting one, Chavtes. This is the third and final of the Nafkaminas and the whole Mechas Chirach that ties together all of his Chidushim. The question of Kavana. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. Yedua machlaikis harishainim im mitzvah sukas kavana, says the Mechas Chayin or Chayim, etc., etc., Mar Makaimis. Ulesvaras atosvis. Which Tosfos? The Tosfos of Baba Basra, which we saw two shiurim ago, where the Tosfos had asked the Shaila, maybe in a case where, let's say the mamzer is not allowed to marry the woman, or something like that, maybe why don't we say his mitzvah pruvu should overcome her iser? That was the Shaila of Tosfos, or Kadesha, or something like that. And the Tosfos answered, exactly right, Alan remembers, the Tosfos had answered, well, they're not be'idna. Why? Because the Avera of the Bia Asura, the Arayas, happened at the beginning, at Ha'ara. But the Puravu only happens at Gemar Bia. Now, P.S., the Menachas Sinach didn't like that Tosfos, because he says, what do you mean? The Mitzvah's not at Gemar Bia either. The Mitzvah's only 9 months later when you have a child. But now, even though he didn't like it, but comes along the Menachas Sinach, and he reels the Tosfos back in. He says, 1 second, it's relevant to us. Because one thing's for sure, as he did, the same reason he didn't like the Tosfos then, he's using it, anybody, he can use it now. Meaning, what do you see from the Tosfos? That what's the Geder Hadin? That there is a Maisa Mitzvah. He's discussing where is the Maisa, the beginning or the end. But clearly, Tosfos holds a Maisa. Says the Menachas Chinuch, according to the Tosfos that we saw way back when, the Yotzei, Asay b'gmar bia, the Tosfos had said that the mitzvah asay is b'gmar bia. Vaday tzarach kavana latzeis. Now, what the Menachas Chinuch leaves unsaid, and I had to read this two or three times to make sure I first stopped it. I didn't get it the first time. What it leaves unsaid is, since you see from Tosfos that there is a maisa mistama, he says it's pshita. I don't know why he assumes it's so pshita, but he says I'll just modify it ever so slightly and say mistama. If there's a maisa, the maisa needs to have kavana. Right, and Mistama, the Maisa has to have Kavana. And then he quotes a few others who say that, or discuss it, but then he just gives three lines, middle of the line, ach! But he says, L'shita Seinu, we're going to reject it. L'fi Masha Kasavnu L'mayla, T'zeh Havirak Hefsher, that the B is only the Hefsher Mitzvah. U'basiyas HaMitzvah, O'kniyas HaAsrug. Right? I mean, what a striking parallel. A mashal, he says, the Bia is no different than buying the Esrug. There's no Mitzvah. Do you say you need a kavana for the mice of buying? I mean, some kid who's too young to be doing lumdas might say that in the base medrash, but everyone would laugh at them. I think I mentioned to you, right? Didn't I once tell you lumdas gone awry? We discussed before a cherish that gets healed. So I was once in a base medrash where the guys were clearing if you have a suma, a blind person, pater mitzvahs, who's in a srape and then gets healed, maybe they're still pater because they have a din suma. You know what I mean? So the Rebbe looked at them and said, back to the drawing board, boys. So, anyone could say anything, but, you know, it would be absurd. Certain things are just absurd. So no one would say you need kavana for buying Yesrog. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is using Yesrog on Sukkos. So too, says the Menachas Chinuch L'shitasi, the Maisa B is no more of a mitzvah than buying Yesrog, and therefore, of course, you don't need kavana for that. Emkein hachanami ain't our kavana. Here also you don't need kavana. Raka shenoldu lo haben ubas. Ostrich kavana. And then he says something that's really weird. He says, well, but if you assume the mitzvah is kavana, so maybe at the time the baby's born, you need to have kavana. But hard to believe that makes any sense.
Your
wife is looking for love and attention. Excuse me, honey, I'm putting on the gartel. Exactly, I'm putting on the gartel. Excuse me, honey, I gotta go down with mincha. Listen, you know what? The rest of the life of this child, anytime she needs you for him, you're going to say, I've got to go to Daven Milcha anyway. So why not let her know right from the beginning that you won't be there for her when she needs you? And in all seriousness, you're right, Alan, which is why in the next sentence, Mamash, without blinking, the Menachas Chinuch retracts. Because he realizes how absurd it is. Says the Menachas Chinuch, 1 second, maybe that can't be. Rather, he says, Yesh Lomar, no. That L'shitasi, there's no Chiyuv for Kavana. The Mitzvah Shikas Kavana, Hirak Bukum Asay, Heim B'maisa B'shofar V'doma Oba Amira K'kriyashma Kodoma. He says, maybe this is a chiddush which is going to be a meta principle of the Menachas Chinuch, which you could carry in your back pocket to many discussions in halacha. Says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe the only discussion of kavana, yes or no, is if we assume that there's a ma'aseh mitzvah. Whatever the ma'aseh mitzvah is, whether it's physical or bedibor. Aval mitzvah she'eino osa shum davar, rak memela k'malkan. But here, where when the actual mitzvah happens, a child is born, you didn't do anything, it's just memela, lo yishaya kavana, v'en tzach kavana klal. So that is, I think, makes much more sense. And then you have a very clear nafkamina. If you hold like his chiddush, then you're not going to have any need for kavana. And if you hold for that there's a ma'aseh bia, which is a mitzvah, so if you want to get points for the mitzvah, you have to have kavana during the ma'aseh bia. Okay? Two more points and we're done. Lamed, kfiya, somebody refuses to get married. do we force them? After all, there's a halacha called kofen ala mitzvos. Any mitzvah we force the person to do. Loshen Rambam kan the kofen ala mitzvah. The Rambam seems to say that you are kofen on the mitzvah. Chem mevur shochad arach shekachal mitzvos. The kofen actually is an afsho. We would force anyone. Okay, but you can force them to try. Yeah, I'm getting married, I think. The Rama adds Achshav and Kofen, which is true. Nowadays, we don't do that in general. We don't do that for Shekhar and the Lulav. We're certainly not going to do that to get married. Ayin Shabbatam, the Mikra, and Kofen. Really, really, we should, says the Rama, because nowadays we don't. Tzas Terachin al Rava Mechaber, Shemitzvah Vav Gabi Achilas HaPesach, Kosav, Klagoro, B'chol Torah, L'chol Omer, Shevat HaMitzvah Zaseh, Shekofen, So Bezan, Shekayim. In general, we say the rule is that anyone who says, I'm not fulfilling a mitzvah, you know, if they didn't fulfill it, but they're trying, that's one thing. But they say, no, I'm not going to do it. So generally speaking, we are forcing them. But yet, that was what the Rambam said, the Shulchan Aruch said, Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch does not say that in our halachos. So he's not really sure. But as I said, until Mashiach comes, it's not really lemaisa. But in theory, would it be kofen or peruv or not? Back and forth in the Minchas Arach. And finally, the last paragraph. 5 minutes to go. Perfect timing. I in Tosu Sanhedrin. Mavur b'divrayim. Demish ein ha-metzuva al-priv rivya. Ein ha-metzuva al-hashchasa zaro. The whole assumption of hashchasa zera, you can't waste the zera because you're supposed to use it for purivu. But if you're not chayvim purivu, no problem in wasting. Al-kain, goyim, v'noshim, ein ha-metzuva malzeh. A guy for himself, I assume it means an isha with her husband, but if the isha would be the source of the hashkasa zera, or in the case of a guy himself, then that would be not a problem. It's looking at me funny.
So why is it only kinat chayiv? What about if you're guilty?
Because then we always have the other mitzvahs. You say, why is it daraisa then? They say, then it shall be midrabanan after the yotzei.
No, then that answers the question of whether there's a mitzvah for shevas if you're not chayiv for ruvu, because if you're.
And that's why the Rabbanan, you're saying it. I'm with you. I think I'm just one step ahead of you, but I'm with you. That would only be, according to you're saying, according to this, the Araisa Isra of Shechazera should fall away, unless you want to be Mechalik and say that the Isra of Shechazera is applied to categories of people. So if a person is a Baruch Yuv or Puruvu, then they become Nizar in Shechazera, period, as opposed to a guy who was never Chayiv in Puruvu was never Nizar in Shechazera. That's what the Mechassanach would say. Let's see.
For example, somebody's wife can't, somebody's wife is old. You
know? Right. We don't say that that's Shechazer. Right. You're asking, Alan, you're relating to a different point, which is, what is the definition of Shechazer? Would you say that a Maisabiyah, which is totally natural, but it's impossible to lead to conception of Shechazer, and that the answer is no, we don't assume that. On the other hand, you should just know that there are Shittas and Achronim who hold that the reason that abortion is usur is because of Hashachas Zerah. Meaning that they what do you mean Hashachas Zerah? We had a Maisabiyah. We even had a conception. How is that Hashachas Zerah? Certainly not in the way it was mentioned in the Torah, with the Erva Onan, right? Certainly not at all. Yet, those Achronim hold that Hashachas Zerah means, in Lomdus, any unnatural frustration of the conception process. So if you are Mashkos Zerah on the floor, so that's certainly unnatural, and if you're mashkos zera because in the middle of the conception process you had a doctor come in and do a surgery, it's also unnatural. Now, I'm not saying everyone agrees to that. That's not a majority opinion, but there are some achronim who have such a wide and a flexible definition of mashkos zera that even include abortion. Let's just finish up. V'chein hidas rabbeinu tam b'yavamis ayin kosos al gilyan shechel kol rabbeinu tam. So rabbeinu tam holds it's all haba hatali. If you're chayvim peruvu, Usher and Shechazera, and if not. Rabbeinu Tam holds no. Excuse me, Tosus argues with that, and argues with Rabbeinu Tam. The Narshim Gamke Metzuv Malzeh, Gam Ramban Cholek, because of Kulam, Loku Bidor Mabel. After all, the Ramban claimed that was one of the Averis in the Dora Mabel, and obviously there was no Mitzvah Peruvu yet. Certainly not for the women, certainly not for the Goyim. In that case, Bestama, everyone is obligated in this. I'm Mishnah Lamelech, Shapilpul Vazeh, Ein Kam Mokum Laharech. Right? Can't get into more details. Evshar, Ahwa Divrayim Dafke Baroyal Holid, El Sheno Mitsuva Alza. Mistama, even according to those who are pottering, it's only with people who are Royal Holid. Avamish ain't a Royal, excuse me, only one who are Chayev, excuse me. Avamish ain't Royal Holid, Kigon Soris, Ain't Rosa, but someone who's Bachlal, impotent, can't give birth to a child, can't conceive. So then the Minchas Sanut assumes that they be Potter. The Yesh Laharach was a Mitzrach Ian Miyuchad. He goes, I'm really, really not sure. Ulach Ora Nira. Im Nemar Shen Nashim Mitzuvas Al Sheves. Oh, let's get back to Yosef's point, perhaps. The Minchas Sanut says, if you would have assumed, which we said is the Machlokes, Rishonim, Tudeis and Tosfos and others, if you assume that women were Chayavos and Sheves, Av She'en Amus Haram Al Perev Rivya, even though they're not obligated in Perev Rivu, then they would also have a shekla zera. Rakim nemar the animus uvim klal after the animus arim. That's the remainder of time. The nashim animus uvim sheves. And therefore, working backwards, says Mechas Chinuch, if we assume that women are potter from shekla zera, the stame would prove, working up the chain, that they're also potter in sheves. The tzarachian, I'm not sure, says the Mechas Chinuch.
Everything's
the tzarachian at the end. Exactly. When he gets to the end.
When he gets to the means of
potato. Well, anyway. Okay.